Why are Republicans having trouble getting enough votes to pass the act, and where do members of the Illinois delegation stand?
Well, there's a number of issues that appear to lack consensus. So conservative Republicans have asked for some changes to Obamacare's list of something called essential benefits. So there's a whole list of things that right now insurance companies have to cover. Now, their argument is that people shouldn't have to buy coverage for health needs that they may or will never have, like maternity care or treatment for substance abuse. And at the same time, some want to do away with a rule that requires insurance companies to charge the same price to everyone who is the same age. And that rule protects people with pre-existing conditions. And some moderate Republicans are having a hard time seeing that rule change. They don't want to see that change. In Illinois, just like nationwide, the delegation is pretty divided along party lines. Democrats don't support any of the current proposed changes to the Affordable Care Act. Some say they would support measures that would reduce costs, improve access to care without diminishing the quality of care. But that's a pretty tall order that would be pretty tough to hit. Republicans are generally for change, but some have concerns about Medicaid funding.
What's working with the Affordable Care Act, and who is it helping?
So if you talk to patient advocates and hospital officials, they'll tell you that the Affordable Care Act has helped a lot of people in Illinois. Since it went into effect, the amount of uninsured people in the state has been cut in half, which translates into about 7.7% of the population in Illinois being uninsured today. So that means about 1 million more people have health insurance. That's 350,000 through the state's health exchange, and many receive discounts to help them afford that. And then another 640,000 people were added to Medicaid through the federal expansion under Obamacare. If you take that one step further, hospitals and other providers are doing better financially because more of their patients can now pay for care with their insurance. So before, hospitals would have to eat those costs because they can't turn people away. And then another side benefit is that patients are getting more preventative care and help for chronic conditions because their care is paid for on the front end instead of the back end. So that's eliminated some emergency room visits. In my story, I interviewed one man who lost his job as a chef because he couldn't be on his feet anymore all day. And once he lost his job, he also lost his health insurance, and his primary health condition was that he was morbidly obese. With the Medicaid expansion, he was able to get insurance and then later had bariatric surgery. And now he is healthy enough where he's trying to reenter the workforce. So he probably at one time was on his way to developing diabetes or another chronic expensive condition, but now instead he's able to try to reenter the workforce. So then again, if you take that a step further, his health care was delivered through the Cook County Health and Hospital System, and the system overall has been able to cut its dependence on tax dollars by 75% over the last 8 years because patients like this man are now able to use insurance to pay for their care. And both of those trends are national, according to experts I've talked to. More people are insured in the state and nationwide, and more hospitals have less bad debt than they had before, and that's true in Illinois and statewide.
And on the flip side, what isn't working?
In Illinois and nationwide, healthcare costs have gone up across the board. The cost of insurance premiums have gone up, and the amount of competition on the health exchanges in Illinois and nationwide have gone down. The Illinois Department of Insurance has reported that health insurance rates on the exchange increased 40 to 50% just this year, depending on the plan. Congressman Rodney Davis, I interviewed him, and he said a family of four in his hometown of Taylorville might have to pay $13,000 for a health insurance premium and then have a $6,000 per person deductible. So he says that care is simply unaffordable and that families might only be able to use that kind of care in a catastrophic situation. So experts would say that those families are underinsured, and there's people like that across the nation. Also, there's been a drop in competition in the insurance market. 32% of counties in the nation only has one provider available to people through their state's health exchanges. So those figures show insurance providers are leaving the state, probably because they can't afford to stay in business.
You mentioned concerns about Medicaid funding. What's going on there?
So 31 states expanded the number of people eligible for Medicaid in their states. The number of people who are now insured have had an impact on the state's healthcare systems in Illinois and also nationally. And I kind of described that before. So hospitals are seeing influxes of money. People are getting care on the front end instead of the back end. So if these people were to lose their coverage, presumably they would go back to seeking care in emergency rooms when they're much sicker and more expensive to treat. So that affects the health of our state. And then how that affects the healthcare system is hospitals like Cook County would lose that influx of money that patients bring in. They would likely have to shift their reliance back to taxes, so that affects the county budget. And then people working for that hospital system might lose their jobs because the funding has changed, and then that affects the Illinois economy. So different experts and hospital advocacy groups really say that these changes could hurt our state. Beyond that, there's kind of another big issue in Illinois. When Medicaid was created in 1965, Illinois was a wealthier state. So that has led to a situation today where Illinois receives less federal funds per Medicaid beneficiary than any other state in the United States. So everyone, including Illinois Republicans, are concerned about any type of proposal that would freeze the amount of federal money that Illinois receives at this year's Medicaid levels. So our state budget just can't absorb that cost.
What might happen beyond this year?
Some think that we'll have a debate about a single-payer system. Those on Medicare in our country today are the most satisfied with both their coverage and their health care. And those that are younger and better educated, the millennials, are the least satisfied with their care today. Millennials also think that the current system is really complicated and too cumbersome. So because of all those things, experts think that we could be debating a single-payer system where government takes over health care coverage in the 2020 election cycle.